Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise you, God. We welcome you here, Jesus. We welcome you here, Holy Spirit.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in Jesus' name. Take my hands, let them.
Ask you to open up our hearts, our ears, and our our eyes, Lord God, to listen to you and to hear what you have for us today, Lord Jesus. Give us the ability to respond to what you've given us today, Lord God, what you plan on. Praise you, Father. Praise you. Praise you, God. Thank you, God. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up our hearts to you, Lord God. We lift our eyes to you. Lord, we ask you to open our ears and our hearts, Lord Jesus. We pray that you would help us hear and take in what you have for us today through the word that you've given Derek. Lord God, I pray a blessing on Derek, Lord Jesus, that you would give him, that you would speak through him, and it would be your words and only yours, Lord God, and that we would understand and we would take it in, Lord God, as you give us the ability to. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And as we prepare to read the Word of God, if you'd remain standing, and the children at this time are dismissed. If you're kindergarten to grade 6, you're dismissed to Children's Church, where you get to learn about, I believe, the Old Testament today with a message that has been prepared for you. So you may go now at this time to that message. And just as you are turning to Romans chapter 12, I would really encourage you, if you do not have a bulletin or a Bible today, there are some in the back of the sanctuary and of the overflow. Today we're going to be working off of a lot of notes that will not be on the screens. So it is extra important this morning to grab a bulletin so you're able to follow along with the message today. So at this time, if you would join me in reading Romans 12, verses 1 through 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated at this time. Well, as always, it is a privilege and a joy to get to stand before you and get to open God's